Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Wednesday, May 4th. We're talking about the reaction to this week's Supreme Court shocker, how protesters and politicians are preparing for abortion policies to change in the United States. Also, a new development in the case of a star basketball player detained in Russia. Plus, another record number of job openings and resignations in the U.S., new changes you might see on some of the most popular social media platforms, and how to celebrate the unofficial Star Wars holiday today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official now. That leak from the Supreme Court about a landmark abortion case is legitimate. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed it yesterday. Remember, Politico published a draft opinion that was not supposed to be released just yet. In it, most justices said Roe v. Wade should be overturned. As you know, that's a landmark decision that's protected a woman's right to an abortion for half a century. Well, even though Justice Roberts said the draft is authentic, he also made it clear it is not final. Any of the members could still change their minds about this case. But Roberts called the leak a, quote, singular and egregious breach of trust, and he directed the court's marshal to investigate. Meanwhile, emotions are high around the country. Both anti-abortion and pro-abortion rights protesters have been rallying all around the U.S., and federal and state lawmakers have promised to take action. For example, some state Republican leaders have said if Roe v. Wade really is overturned, they'll end abortion within their states. But Democratic lawmakers in places like New York and California said they'll cement existing laws that protect abortion rights. It's similar in the U.S. Congress, too. Top Democrats say they're planning to hold a vote on the issue, though it's not clear if they would actually have enough votes to make a new law that would guarantee the right to an abortion, especially since many Republicans on Capitol Hill have cheered the Supreme Court's initial opinion. But the Senate Majority Leader says he at least wants to get lawmakers' opinions on the record. Either way, expect to hear a lot more about this, especially as we get closer to the midterm elections. Russian President Putin may be preparing to officially declare war on Ukraine. That's what American officials and other Western officials think, at least. Until now, Putin has been calling the Ukraine conflict a, quote, special military operation, and he's banned words like invasion and war. But that could change. And if it does, that means Russia would be able to mobilize even more troops and equipment for the war. Meanwhile, fighting is already intense inside Ukraine. The Ukrainian government says Russian forces hit at least 6 railway stations in Ukraine's western and central regions yesterday, and several power substations were damaged, disrupting electricity and the Ukrainian water supply. Eastern and southern Ukraine have also been getting hammered by Russian attacks. President Zelensky says so far, the war has caused about $600 billion worth of damages in Ukraine. Russia's economy has also been seeing major setbacks. And the European Union is expected to detail even more sanctions against Russia today. The U.S. government could start fighting harder to get an American basketball star back home. Remember, WNBA player Brittany Griner has been detained in Russia since February when Russian authorities say they found vape cartridges with illegal cannabis oil in her luggage. Well, now the U.S. State Department says it's figured out Griner is being wrongfully detained. So that means the U.S. will not be waiting for Griner's case to go through the Russian legal system. And it'll start taking more aggressive steps to negotiate her release now. The WNBA is also trying to keep her case in the minds of basketball fans. When the season opens on Friday, the league will place decals on the floors of all of its arenas that say BG42. That's Brittany Griner's initials and her jersey number. Here in the U.S., the federal government announced what it calls extraordinary steps to deal with the historic drought on the West Coast. It's going to keep hundreds of billions of gallons of water stored in one of the Colorado River's major reservoirs. Specifically, it'll help keep water in Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona line, instead of releasing it downstream to another one of the river's big reservoirs, Lake Mead. This comes as water levels at both reservoirs reach their lowest levels in history. The issue is, if the water levels drop much more in Lake Powell, nearly 6 million customers will have trouble getting electricity since they rely on hydropower. So the delay is supposed to protect those operations for at least another year, giving officials time to figure out what they'll do next. This is a step that's never been taken before, but it's something federal officials have had an eye on. Scientists seem to be making more progress in their efforts to deal with the plastic pollution problem. A research team out of the University of Texas has now come up with a plastic-eating enzyme that speeds up the breakdown of plastic. As in, it can break down some bottles and packaging in as little as 24 hours. And we're talking about the same plastics that would otherwise take centuries to deteriorate. This kind of research has been going on for more than 15 years now. But these scientists say their enzyme is even better than those discovered in the past, since it can work across a range of temperature and pH conditions. So the idea is this could work even in regular recycling centers, and it could be used to clean up landfills and polluted sites. Now the team is trying to prove it can be affordable on a large industrial scale. They're optimistic, saying it could one day help tackle the billions of tons of waste in our environment. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by KiwiCo. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. Well, KiwiCo helps make it so much easier. And especially with spring arriving, there's a new energy in the air that encourages kids to connect with the world around them, and KiwiCo's monthly science and art projects celebrate that. It's the kind of thing that can lead to a lifelong love of learning. It's always so fun to get our KiwiCo crate. Of course, Dax loves it, and I love seeing him get so excited and engaged with something new. For older kids, they'll get projects that will help them discover things like the science of magic and the engineering of a domino machine and the chemistry of cooking and so much more. So step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. And right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code newsworthy at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code newsworthy. For the first time on record, the U.S. now has two job openings for every person who is unemployed. Good for workers, not great for employers. Yet the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics says employers posted a record 11.5 million job openings in March. It's just another piece of evidence showing a very tight labor market, contributing to the so-called Great Resignation. Millions of Americans feel they have the leverage now to quit their current gigs and go after better-paying jobs or jobs that better fit their preferred lifestyles. In fact, the latest data shows that part of it, too. A record 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March. And these trends seem to be continuing. Come this Friday, the Labor Department is expected to report another 400,000 new jobs added in April. And if that's true, it would make an unprecedented 12th month in a row that hiring has come in at least 400,000. The feds plan to almost double the number of so-called crypto cops. The SEC says it's updating its cyber team to become the Crypto Assets and Cyber Team, and it'll go from 30 people to 50 dedicated positions with more investigators, trial lawyers, and fraud analysts. They'll apparently be cracking down on abuses in the crypto market, including fraud and other misconduct. The SEC chairman has called the crypto industry as it is now the Wild West, and says the expanding unit will help protect investors in one of Wall Street's newest and most popular industries. So a couple of social media platforms are testing out some new potential features, new to them at least. For example, Twitter is trying to do a spin on Instagram's close friends feature. It's called Twitter Circle. It lets users pick up to 150 people to join their circle. Then if they want, they can tweet to just those people instead of the masses. For now, Twitter Circle is only being tested on certain users. Separately, Instagram is testing out another feature that could make the app look more like its competitor, TikTok. It's experimenting with remodeling the home feed, so photos and videos take up a lot more of the screen, like almost the whole thing. In the test of Instagram's new format, all of the comments, captions, likes, and more are on the top of the post instead of the bottom. but you can still access all the other sections of the app, like search, reels, shopping, and more, with the regular buttons. Again, this feature is just starting to roll out to some users as a test. There's no word yet if or when it might make it to everyone. Well, you'll get a chance this week to see as many as 50 shooting stars an hour in the night sky. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower should be most visible tonight after midnight and or tomorrow night into Friday morning. If the weather cooperates, of course, you might still be able to catch a handful of shooting stars per hour through the weekend. Though the moon's brightness won't get in the way as much if you can catch it earlier in the week. This is one of two annual meteor showers that come from the debris trail left behind by the famous Halley's Comet. NASA says these meteors are known for their speed, traveling at about 148,000 miles per hour into Earth's atmosphere. Experts say to give yourself at least an hour of viewing time to watch any type of meteor shower. Today is the day for Star Wars fans to celebrate. Yep, it's May the 4th. So for years now, fans have been taking advantage of the day to say, "May the 4th be with you." Sort of how Jedi say, "May the Force be with you" in the movies, of course. But it's much more than just a saying. Star Wars fans now use the day to hold themed parties or host community events and gatherings. Others simply use it as a time to rewatch all the old films and shows from the franchise. And if you don't own them already, stores like Amazon and Best Buy are selling the Blu-rays at a discount today. There's also a huge collection available to stream on Disney+. Star Wars video games are also on sale at GameStop, and stores like Target and Walmart are offering price cuts on Star Wars-themed toys. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor, Pampers. So if you've been listening for a while, then you know I'm a first-time mom. And as parents, we are forced to learn fast. And the latest thing I've learned is that my baby and I both love Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers. Now that I have an older baby, he is super active. And Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit is Pampers' best fit and protection for an active baby. So unlike regular taped diapers, the 360 gap-free fit stretches around my baby's waist so it doesn't gap on his back. My baby can now crawl around and continue learning how to walk and climb leak-free. And the material feels super soft and comfortable. I can tell my baby actually loves it because he's finally stopped tugging at his diaper. Also, in case you didn't know, Pampers is the number one pediatrician-recommended brand. So buy in-store. You can look for the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit if you want the type I've been talking about. And don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Before the year is out, a lot more job postings are going to get specific about what they'll pay. Starting this fall, employers in New York City will be required to post the minimum and maximum salaries for any open job at a company with more than 15 workers. So you'll know how much the job might pay before you even apply or take the interview. Supporters say it'll give job applicants a better shot at fair pay. And a lot more states and cities are doing this as well, like Connecticut, Colorado, Nevada, and Washington State. Now, New York City is the latest, which is pretty interesting since it's the most populous city in the country and it's known for its highly competitive job market. Not everyone is on board with this, though. Some New York business groups have argued the law could not come at a worse time. They say competition for workers is steep, so they need to have some flexibility when it comes to pay. Plus, they worry it will put small businesses who may pay less at a disadvantage. So whether it's good or bad for business is still up in the air. Applicants do seem to want the information, though. A recent LinkedIn study found salary range data was ranked the most important piece of a job description. Thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine, and a special shout out to our insiders. Thank you so much for all of your support. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.